Okay, so this is our regular shir, a regular tour of Shas. We're making our way through Shas. This week we're up to Sanhedrin. We're in the middle of Nezikin now. I guess this week is a little bit special. This shir should be dedicated to the schus of our soldiers in the south, as well as all the brave B'nai Yisrael in all those southern cities, as well as especially all the members of our own shul, Shiftei Yisrael, that have been called up. A number of young men have been called up, even on Shabbos. In fact, I filled out a question on Shabbos. Somebody asked me at the Friday night 20s to 30s dinner. He said he turned his phone off before Shabbos, forgot to leave it on. And then he found out that they hit Abu Ghosh, like right outside of Yerushalayim, and then there was like 70,000 people got called up. 75,000 people got called up. So he wanted to know whether he could turn on his phone to check if he got a message. So at first I was like, that's way above my pay grade. I can't answer that question. But so I said, maybe you should ask Rabbi Beller tomorrow. He said, I'm probably not going to be in shul tomorrow. I said, I thought about it. And I said, I think you should turn your phone on. Turn on with your left pinky or something. And then I asked various Rabbanim after Shabbos, and they said that was the right thing to say. So Baruch Hashem.
Was he called up?
I think he was. A lot of people in the shul have been called up. Michal Lefer went on Sunday afternoon. Michal went on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for going ahead. A lot of
guys
in the office also.
Yeah. So, the schus of our Torah, which we usually take for ourselves, should be spread to them as well. So, the sugya that we're doing today. Yeah, I doubt it already, but I can be. Okay.
I actually need to go early, so.
Right, so we'll see. So, the sugya that we're doing today is going to be centered on the mitzvah of Lo Tamar Adam Re'echa. Of saving your fellow's life, which is just apropos. I didn't know anything. I didn't have any advanced knowledge about IDF operations, but we happen to be doing this. So it's not going to really be so directly related until I make it so. So the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to be doing this Mishnah in most of this Gemara. The Mishnah says Ve'iluhin Shematzilin Otan Benafshan. So the first clause of the Mishnah, there are going to be two clauses. The first clause says, these are the cases where you can stop somebody even at the expense of his life. Matzilan otan bin afshan, which means, if Reuven is chasing Shimon, to kill Shimon, you can kill Reuven in order to stop him. V'achar zachar, also if Reuven is chasing after Shimon, but in a different way, so you can kill Reuven. V'achar hanamaras, and again, if Reuven is chasing after whatever Rachel, so you can stop Reuven by killing him to that extent. But the second clause of the Mishnah says, "Aval harodef achar behema, v'amachal es haShabbos, v'oved avodas kochavim, ein matzilin avatam benafshan." That's true. For the first clause, but for the second clause, it's not. If a person is simply running after an animal to commit an act of bestiality, or a person is about to be mechal Shabbos, or even if a person is about to do avodah zara. Now, maybe this will raise some eyebrows in terms of the rest of the Mishnah.
There's a beast.
A person who's running after two separate cases. No, two separate cases. A person who's running after an animal to commit an act of bestiality.
That's a separate case.
Well, yeah, it's a separate case. Or a mechal as a Shabbos, or someone who's actually going to commit avodah zarah. Those people, you're not allowed to stop at the expense of their life. You're not allowed to kill them in order to make them avoid doing these averos. Okay? There are opinions that... for this there are no opinions. But so those are the two clauses of the Mishnah. There are three cases where you're allowed to stop somebody, even to the extent of killing him in order to stop him. Does anybody need sheets that didn't get? Okay, are there extra ones? There should be. But the second clause says these are the cases where you're not allowed to stop them at the expense of their life. Any questions about the Mishnah? Okay, so let's go into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa wonders, Minayin the rodefach achaveru lahargo shenitan latzila benafsho. How do you know? How do you know that if Reuven is chasing after Shimon in order to kill Shimon, that you're allowed to stop Reuven even by killing him? So the Gemara says, Tama lomar, lo tamor odam reyecha, loosely translated, do not stand idly by the blood of your friend. Actually, yes, but... Thank you. Oh, thanks. Don't stand idly by your friend's blood. Namely, that you shouldn't stand by while your friend is being killed. So that's why you're allowed to stop Reuven. Any questions about that?
Seem logical? Seems perfectly reasonable? Okay. Well, the Gemara says, wait a second. Is that really what it comes to teach? Is it for this that it came? This is needed. It's needed for another brisa, which says, how do you know that in a case where you see a friend who's drowning in the water, or an animal is coming after him to hurt him, to kill him, or a bandit is coming after him, how do you know that in all those cases that you're obligated to save your friend from all of these dangers? And there the Gemara says, there the Brisa says, what's the question of the Gemara? At first glance, it's hard to figure out what the question is, but they're very similar, right? These are very, I mean, like, they're basically the same. It's both, in both cases, it's you have to save your friend, right?
But one is where he's, the other one is where he's being attacked.
If you're not talking about animals, this is not what the what it's dealing with in the above. It's a different case.
No, it's a different case. He's being attacked by an animal, so you save him from the animal. You kill the animal. You stop the animal.
But it starts off by saying that if a person is chasing a person, not if an animal is chasing a person.
Is it in the right word? I mean, obviously it's the right word, but are we translating it properly?
What bothers you?
Because you're saving him from doing an aveira.
All right. Well, let me ask a leading question.
The second one, because the Gemara is discussing what we call saving.
Right.
It's not really if somebody is going to kill Shimon.
So let me ask.
Stop Reuben. You're not really saving Reuben from.
Let me ask a leading question for you to percolate on. Baruch Hashem. Let me ask a leading question for you to percolate on. In the Mishnah, when it says Ve'elu Hensham Matzilin Otan Bin Nafshan. Right? So there's a lot of vagueness to those verbs because you don't know who the object of it is. Right? Matzilin otan b'nafshan. I'm wondering, who is it that you're saving and with whose life? Okay? So that's one thing to wonder about. But what Simon's point, I think in general, the way to understand the question of the Gemara is, it's one thing to say, which is what the second verse is, it's one thing to say that I'm obligated to not stand idly by while my friend is being killed by some natural disaster or even bandits, but in other words, I have to save him from this situation. It doesn't say what I have to do, but I have to save him. It's another thing to say that I now have a heter to go out and kill somebody else in order to save him. There's, I have to make kiddush, right? I have to make kiddush on Shabbos. Does that mean that if I see somebody else at the last bottle of wine, that I can kill him and take that bottle of wine for myself? So that's a leap that I think most people will not be able to make. All right, that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't mean it's right. The Mishnah is saying that you have to do the right thing. So the Gemara says, you're right, in Achinami, you're right. It's not a good limit. You can't go straight from Lo Tamar Adam Riecha to you're allowed to kill Reuven who's going to kill Shimon. That's the case, by the way, of Hirodef. The Rodef is Reuven, and Hirodef, Hirodef is you. You're the superhero who's coming around to stop stop Reuven.
The chaser of the
chaser. Right. So in Achinami, the Gemara says, you're right, in Achinami. Ve'ela, we have a different source. Nitan Hatzila Benavsho Minalon. Atya, it comes from b'kal v'chomer mina'ara me'orasa, from the case of the betrothed girl. Okay? So what's the case of the betrothed girl? So the Gemara says, ma na'ara me'orasa shelo ba ela lepogma amra Torah nitan hatzila b'nafsho rodif acha chaveru lahargo al achas kama v'kama. So the first way the Gemara says it is, here's how you learn it from na'ara me'orasa. The case is Reuven is chasing after Rachel, and he wants to sleep with Rachel, but she is betrothed to Shimon. We're not going to get into all the incest issues over here. It's just their names. So Shimon, Rachel is betrothed to Shimon, so she's taken. Reuven is not allowed to sleep with her. In fact, it's gilui arayos. It would be an illicit relationship, and therefore he's not allowed to do it. And to the extent that you're allowed to actually kill Reuven to prevent him from coming upon Rachel, what's the problem? What's going to happen? The worst thing that's going to happen is Reuven's going to do an aveira, and Rachel's life will be somewhat ruined. Pogma. But that's the worst thing that's going to happen. Nobody here is going to die, right? Not at the moment. This is not in our culture. In our culture, in this situation, we don't kill the girl. What?
It may not happen. He has intention to do it.
What is the penalty for him?
What? What's the what?
The penalty for him.
For whom? For Reuven. Chayuvisa.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
So he will die.
I mean, if you give him a Asurah and then have to aid him. And then...
Oh, but that might be relevant.
In what sense? You're suggesting... It sounds like what you're suggesting is that since Reuven deserves to die anyways, you're allowed to kill him.
Yeah, you say no one's going to die, but in fact...
If that would be the case, then why wouldn't I kill a Mechal HaShabbos?
No, you need two things. First of all, you're saving, in this case, and also the person who would commit the Avera would be Chayav Misa.
Why do you think you need two things? Why not just say you need one thing?
Because the Kiddush is a very good example of why one thing's not enough.
No, one thing here is the saving. You're saving the girl.
No, but it's not...
That's what the Gemara seems to say. You're saving her. The only thing he's doing is pogame her.
But if he's stealing from the girl, you can't kill him. So you're saving the girl from being stolen.
I understand what you're saying.
So you need something more serious.
Right. Okay.
So you would say that you could kill him while he's on his way there, but you can't kill him on his way back.
Oh, everybody agrees with that. Once it's done, it's done. Yeah. The only way you can take care of him now is if you have aid in Asura. It's based on. Yeah. This is a situation where you're in the middle
but
of
it. It has to be serious enough, and all I'm wondering is what is the test?
Right. So here, so the Gemara first says we're going to do a Kal V'Chomer. We're going to do a Kal V'Chomer from the fact that Nara Marasa, Reuven can be killed. Then for sure, for Shvichus Damim, where Reuven's going to kill Shimon, for sure he can be killed, right? What's the problem with this?
So what's the pasuk here? Is it a different pasuk?
We didn't quote a pasuk yet. They're going to.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that we didn't quote a pasuk yet is significant. What's the problem with this rationale? Paul starts talking about, what's the geder, right? So what happens if he steals from her? What happens if he does something else equally bad to her, but not yet? So the Gemara says...
Is an enes at nechshevet kemes?
What?
Is somebody who's raped nechshevet kemes?
I don't know. I don't know if it's one of those. I don't know if it's one of those, but...
Well, you could say busha barokon.
Certainly you could come up with some kind of like... kol ben pnei chaveo barabim, but I don't know if that's what we're going with here. Well, the Gemara says, to be Rebbe, v'chi onchin min hadin. Right, this is a famous phrase from the Gemara. We never give an onesh to somebody based on a Kal V'Chomer, based on pure logic. Because who are we? We don't do that. If you want to give, we have concept of Kal V'Chomer, but it's not used for onchin. So, in onchin min hadin. Min hadin means a Kal V'Chomer. Baruch atah Shekhanah. Shkoyach for everybody for Shana. So we don't give onchim in adin. So now we have to make another attempt. How do we know that you're allowed to kill Reuven who's coming to kill Shimon? Debei Rebbe Tana Hekeshehu. Ah, so now we start bringing up the psukim. It's a hekesh. What's the hekesh? It's connection between two words. The Gemara says Kikasher Yakum Ish Al Re'ehu Uritzacho Nefesh. Right, that's the case of Shvichus Damim when a person comes to kill somebody else. V'chimala madu meirotzeach me'ata hareza ba'alamin imim salamid. So, makish rotzeach lenar amarasa mana amarasa nitan hatzila benafsho afrotzeach nitan hatzilo benafsho. So they say we learn it from parallel words in the psukim. What are the parallel words? By the Nara Marasa, it says, if you guys have the psukim on the side, it's the second one on the page. On the top right, you guys should have it on the side. You see them? So in Beis, it says, V'la'nara lo ta'aseh davar in l'nara chet mavetz ki kasher yakum ish are'ehu tzachon nefesh kein hadavar hazeh. This pasuk conflates the two issues. It starts talking about Nara Marasa, l'nara lo ta'aseh davar, because she's being chased, she didn't do anything wrong. Ein l'nara chet mavet. But you're going to kill the other guy because it's connected to that, right? So, but they have a hekesh though, because between the two concepts, they show up in the same pasuk. So you learn dinim, you learn halachos from one to the other, and you can learn in both directions. How are you going to learn in both directions? So it says, So from one direction, from Nara Marasa to the Rotzeach, you learn the fact that you're allowed to kill the Rodef in both cases, right? Just like you're allowed to kill the Rodef in the Namarasa, you're allowed to kill the Rodef in the Shvichus Damim. And then they say, well, how do you even know? Well, you guys should be asking this question right now. What did I just say? I just said that because you're allowed to do it by Namarasa, you're allowed to do it by a Rodef. That we know from the Hekesh. Anything that you got from Namarasa, you can go to the Rodef,
so
to the murderer.
Know it is in the Namarasa,
why we left open one question, which is the integral question, which is, okay, well, how do we know by Nara Marasa? Without knowing it by Nara Marasa, By the rule of Nehra Marasa, we can't do anything with Shukos Dami. So we're halfway there, but we didn't get there yet. V'Nehra Marasa Gufa Minalan. It itself, Nehra Marasa Gufa, it itself, Minalan. How do you know? K'detana de Be'er Bishmal, detana Be'er Bishmal, Ein Moshiach Allah, Hayesh Moshiach Allah, B'chol Davar Shiach Allah Hoshiach. The Pasuk says, Ki Basadem and Sa'at Sa'akah, Nehra Marasa, Ve'ein Moshiach Allah. It says, if she is found in the Sada where she's yelling, but nobody can save her, and you learn from that that if you could save her, you would have to do everything in your power to save her, including
killing
the Rodef after the Namarasa. So now we learn that you can kill the Rodef after Namarasa, which tells you can kill the Rodef for Shvichos Damin. Okay?
It's a very big jump from Ein Moshiach.
From which one? There. From Ein Moshiach?
You could save her without killing
her. But what if you can't? That's the point. In Achinami, and that will be something else we'll deal with tonight. But the point is, where we can't.
He's not going to be very happy with you.
But your mere presence, could be enough.
If that's enough, then you're right. And as we'll see, if you look at the sheet, the last sugya that we're going to deal with is what happens when people get a little bit trigger happy. But we're talking about a case where in Aniach, all you have is a sniper rifle from 1,000 yards away, and you're never going to get there in time. And there's only one thing you could do. That's it. All right, that's the situation we're dealing with.
Like in James Bond.
Exactly.
And how do you know that's what's going to happen from 1,000 meters away?
You can see through the sniper rifle sighting. That's the question. No. So they're talking about a case where there's nothing you can do. Maybe you have an arrow from, you're far away. There's nothing you can do except stop him by killing him. You could come up with 1,000 scenarios where the only way you can stop him is
basically you do know somehow that
you know that it's going to happen, and the only way to stop it is by killing him. That's it. That's the only way.
There's still a jump.
What's the jump? Why do you think there's a jump? You mean within the pasuk?
It doesn't say explicitly about killing him, and then we're using it as an example for killing someone.
It says vein Moshiach Allah. So they say Michal debayet Shua. She deserves to be saved. That's what Rashi says, and you can save her
from
even
then
by.
I'm learn from the last one, about the Nehra Marasa, and then from then
step by step. You go step by step. It's logic. It's a logic puzzle. You step by step. Okay. Now we get to the last part of the Gemara, and then we're going to go to the Makaros. The Gemara says, Gufa here, this is a different Gufa than the last Gufa. The last Gufa was with a hey, this one's with an aleph. The last one meant it itself. Gufa here means, let's go back a second and look at and examine a statement that we said before. Right? Everybody see where I am? The Gufa at the beginning of the line? Gufa, minayin laroa eschavero, shutovea banar, ochaya garato, listen, bayalav, shuchaya vatilo. This is the brisa that we quoted before. It said that how do you know that you have to save a person's life if you see that he's being attacked by an animal or by a bandit or he's drowning in the water? How do you know? Because you have a pasuk that says you should not stand idly by. The Gemara wonders, wait a second, everybody takes this for granted. Everybody knows this is what the pasuk means and this is why we have the pasuk, right? So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'hamehacha nafka, mehatam nafka. Do you learn it from here? You learn it from there. What's there? Avedas gufo minayin tamalomar v'hashivosalo. Look at the pasuk on the side. The pasuk on the side. Dalet v'imlo karo v'achicha ilecha v'lo yidato v'asavto atoch b'itecha v'ayah imcha ad rosh achicha ato v'hashivosalo. You have to return a person. You have to even return a person's life. Right? This is hashavas gufo and hashavas mamono and hashavas gufo. You have to return to him just like you have to return to him his money. You have to return to him his life.
Well, they're talking about the Dhamma Rath is a bit more specific.
Well, but why do you even need it? If you have to return a person's money, then for sure you have to return a person's life. Is that it? We're done.
So what's the life? What?
Are you going to return a person's life?
If you see a person's money in trouble, you have to save it and give it back to him. So too, if you see a person's life in trouble, so Kol Shekin, you have to save his life and give it back to him.
As well.
Yes, it's even if you're in banking. Even if you work for Goldman Sachs or whatever.
I'm going for Goldman Sachs. Even the special hector for Goldman Sachs. That doesn't mean
that anyone's going to lie. No. We don't need that. We don't need Lo Tamal Adam Reyecha to save a person's life by killing Reuven. We don't need that. We have a hekesh from Nehra Marasa. So we have Lo Tamal Adam Reyecha, the Gemara said, we have it so that you have to save the person's life if he's drowning. But now we're saying, why do you need Lo Tamal Adam Reyecha? You have Hashivosalo. If I saw a person's drowning, it would be enough for me to just have a Hashivosalo, that I have to return to him his money and his life, and then I would know I have to jump in the water and save him.
Isn't there a minute part of the risk to the individual?
One thing, it's a separate thing. The risk itself?
The Hashivosalo, if all I need to do is throw my life Would you call it a life boy?
We call it a life
jacket.
We have lots of words. We have different words for it.
Life saver
sometimes.
Anyway, right? So
life preserver also.
Life preserver.
We have both.
That's no risk to me, jump into the water and to bring him out.
So you're suggesting that the difference is going to be that Vashivosalo doesn't require me to put myself at personal risk, whereas Lotamla Damriyacha requires me to put a personal risk.
Something.
Does it require me to put myself at personal risk or not?
I don't know how much.
Right, so there was a famous, we're moving towards the superhero section, but before we get there, I'll mention the non-superhero section. There was a famous Maisa in the 1980s with a football player who just got into the NFL.
American football, not the one with the feet.
Right. American football player, I think he played for the Bills, but I'm not sure, who in his rookie year, I think it was his rookie year, details are not so good.
First year.
But basically, rookie means first year. You guys don't know that rookie means first year?
Subtitles.
What do you have for rookie?
First year.
Really? Fine. First year player out of university. And he was sitting at the pool, and I don't know if it was his pool or somebody else's pool, but he was sitting at the pool, and there were three kids playing by the pool, and they fell in. And he could see, by the way, that they were thrashing around. Did you know about that? You remember this? You see, by the throwing around, they couldn't swim. The problem was, neither could he. So he jumped in the water. He managed to get two of them back up onto the ledge somehow. And he and the last kid both drowned. Mm. They gave him a posthumous Purple Heart afterwards for bravery, whatever. According to Daniel, he has to jump in, right?
I don't know if he doesn't have to swim.
Halacha,
I don't know if he's
according to Halacha, does he have to jump in?
No.
Big question, right? Big question.
Because he doesn't know how to swim. If he didn't know how to swim, there wouldn't be a question.
I would love to get into this question. We're not going to tonight. at the end, if you push me, I'll touch on it. Because it's very important for Halacha superheroes. Very, very important. As well as for policemen and firemen, whatever. But it's not the chiluk that the Gemara makes. It's very close to the chiluk that the Gemara makes. In other words, what I'm suggesting is that there's no way that you could read this Gemara to be saying, and in the context of the Gemara as we continue, that you actually would have to jump into the water if you couldn't swim, and that you would have to put yourself at personal danger. But it's very close to what the Gemara does say. What's the chiluk? In other words, let's go back for a second. What's the problem? The problem is, why do we need lo tamen lo dam riecha if we already have Vashivosalo? What does lo tamen lo dam riecha add that we didn't already have from Vashivosalo? The Gemara answers, imehatam, if you learn it from there, from Vashivosalo, if that's the only source you would have, then havamina, I would have thought, hanimili, benavshe, avamitrachu meger agure emalo kamashmala. So there's a lot of Aramaic words. B'ketzer, what it says is that if you would only have Hashivosalo, I would know that I would have to do it benafshe. It doesn't mean with my life. It means with my body. I would have to do it myself. But what if it required Meger Agure? What's Meger Agure? Lefum Tzara Agra.
Reward.
Right? If it would require money, if it would require me to spend money, then I wouldn't have to do it. It's very strange. If it would only be learned Vashivosalo, then I wouldn't have to spend money to save a person's life. You tell me, what's the reason?
Open-ended.
Is it parallel to Hashavat Aveda?
Then there's a question of how much.
It is parallel to Hashavat Aveda. That's what the pasuk is, Vashivosalo.
So there you have to put yourself out as much as you have to put yourself out, but you have to...
You don't have to spend money for a Vashivosalo in order to return back the person's money. So if you can't learn from there that you would have to spend money to save his life. So Nachinami, if you could just throw a life preserver to him, fine. But if you have to pay the lifeguard because you can't swim, then you don't have to do that from Vashivosalo. Comes along, and that's what tells you that you have to do it to the full extent.
Why
does it tell you have to do it to the full extent? It's a great question. I think the answer, one answer is because what Meir pointed out, there's no connection now to Vashivosalo.
I assume that dam here is blood and not money.
No, it's blood. Right. In other words, you're not held back over here by the same thing that holds you back by Vashivosalo. See, I would have said Vashivosalo includes that you have to spend money, except for the fact that if it's connected, so so deeply to vashivosalo of money, so you can't do that. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, vashivosalo, hashavas aveda by money, only spends money. So you can't now transfer that to body and say that you have to spend money for the body because you can't go further than the original din. But lotano damariach isn't limited by that. That's one answer I would give. Another answer I would give is the difference between a mitzvah sase versus a mitzvah lotase. Namely, that you have to spend a lot more money for a mitzvah, spend a lot more money for a mitzvah lotase than you do for a mitzvah ase. But that's a little hard because over here it's not really a sheva tase. It might be that that's only true for sheva tase. For example, if it's a matter of me eating kosher, non kosher food, so I have to spend money to buy kosher food, so I don't have to eat, non kosher food. But that's not like go and eat kosher food. It's don't eat non kosher food. Right? Here it's go and save this person's life, don't stand idly by. But you can make chiluk. I think either one of the things that I said are viable. Correct. That, I mean, that is what it is. Don't let him die.
I would think it would be a negative.
Right. I mean, it is a lotase. Whether it's a lotase with a kumase as well, it's not clear. Okay, that's the sugya. That's the gemara that we're going to see tonight. Any questions about the gemara itself?
What's that?
What?
It's not questions. My film.
Okay, so let's move on. The first thing we do, I don't have any makoros over there because it's just from... did I not bring my thing? Of course I didn't. Unless there's a thingy floating around. No, there isn't, right? There's no extra sheets floating around with staples. No? Okay, so I didn't. That's fine. So the first section is this. Achiyuv lahatzil. So we saw already, we'll start from the end of the Gemara, that at the end of the day, why do you have to save a person's life? At the end of the day, why do you have to save a person's life? What pasuk tells you that you have to save a person's life? Good. That's one answer.
They both do.
They both do, right? At the end of the Gemara, are we told that Vahashivosalo is not a pasuk that tells you you have to save a person's life? No. They both contribute something. They both contribute something, right? It's much more expansive. You're saying it's more narrowly focused on saving a person's life as opposed to any money. But it's also more expansive.
You shouldn't
So let's look at Tosos over here on the side. You see Tosos on the side? The Hatzila Benafsho. So Tosos over here says, Mashma'ut halashon shmatzilin hanyudaf. Oh no, sorry, not that one. Skip to the next one. Forget, I read that. Talmud Lomer v'hashevoselo. Hacha mokile la'avedos gufo. Ubeperek sheni debav metziya mokile shalo ya'achil egel la'agalim. So I'm not even getting into that. But basically what he's saying is that in a different mesachta, it's learned for an entirely different din. So what's going on? So he says, Hasan darish v'hashevoso v'hacha lo yitera. In other words, over here, the entire limud is from the word lo, because the rest of that is needed for something else. But what I wanted to get across is that you have both here a mitzvah ase and a mitzvah lotase. You have that very often in Torah, where you have a mitzvah ase and a mitzvah lotase. You know, one comes to buttress the other, to back each other up. Some cases, some places where it wouldn't have been strong enough without the ase, so it has a lotase, and vice versa. That's really all I wanted to say on that. We don't have to spend too much time on that. Let's go on to the next section, which is a little more interesting. And this is what I was challenging Simon on before. Let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah. Somebody read Rashi. Somebody else read Rashi. It's just two words. First Rashi on the Mishnah. Ve'ilu shematzilin oto. Who wants to read? It's just two words.
Min ha'aveira.
Min ha'aveira. Okay, everybody. Okay, what's Rashi saying?
You're saving.
Who are you saving? Whose life are you saving? Who are you saving?
The guy.
Saving the attacker.
The criminal.
The guy who was completely not helpful. Try again.
The chaser. You're saving the...
Who?
The runaway.
The Rodef, right? Yeah. The Rodef. That's what Rashi just said. Min ha'aveira. Is that how anybody read this Mishnah?
That's why I asked you.
Elu en shematzilin otan benafshan. Whose nefesh is it? Whose nefesh is it?
The victim.
You think it'd be the victim?
So Rashi says, benafshan nitno lihareg l'chol adam kedi l'hatzilan min ha'aveira u'mikrai nafke. Rashi on the Mishnah says that this entire sugya is talking about saving the life.
Can you just translate that?
The future life.
Le'areg.
His nafshan, the life of the of Reuven, the Rodef, is given li'areg to be killed l'chol adam to anybody. Anybody's allowed to do it. K'dei l'hatzilan min ha'avera u'mikrei nafka. And it's learned from the pasuk. In other words, according to Rashi, The whole Mishnah is talking about saving the life of whom? Of the Rodef. Okay?
That's why Chanamisa is relevant.
And that might be why the punishment could be relevant.
Yeah, we're saving
but
his life by killing him.
Kill him.
What?
You're saving his life by killing him.
You're saving his nefesh, his neshama.
Stop.
Minha Avera.
Remember, here's the question of the whole second half.
Yeah. Is that the right word? Would you? I mean, obviously, it's
what?
The right word, but it's
right
a
word
strange word to use. Matzilim. You're saving the guy from going to kill somebody else.
You're saving his neshama. Matzilim otan benashan. The entire sentence is talking about the rodef.
So what about the second half of the Mishnah then?
Isn't it a concept?
Well, we can't do it for him, surely.
Good question. So, what's the difference between the first and second half of the Mishnah?
You set out to do something and you were stopped, not no fault of yours, it's as if you did it.
Any positive?
No, that's right. Yeah, right, correct. Paul, do you remember? We learned this. Wait, no, Rabbi and I learned this, I think. It's a chilek, and you're not going to like this at all. It's a chilek between Jews and non-Jews. The Gemara, I think it's Yerushalmi. It's a combination, I think, of Yerushalmi and Bavli, says that Hashem is mitzaref machshava lemaisa for good things for Jews, but not for bad things. But for non-Jews, he's mitzaref machshava lemaisa even for bad things.
Right.
We're not going to get into why that might be and how we feel about it. It's irrelevant. Well, how it fits in is that Rael doesn't have a question. The guy didn't get a chance to kill him, so he didn't kill him. That's it. Hashem is not mitzaref. Hashem is not mitzaref machshava lemaisa for a Jew for bad things. What? We don't judge him if he's killing.
How can we learn from the two psukim? How do we learn now? How can we actually learn it now?
What's wrong with
that? I don't understand how saving his neshama can fit in. You know, that we would be obliged to do that from the psukim that we.
From the psukim. Well, once the Gemara said it was just a hekesh, then you don't really need to use any logic, because you're good. It's just the Torah connects the two. It brings the two together. And you learn some dinim from one to the other. The previous parts of the Gemara that seem to use logic, you're right, those would be difficult. Like, for instance, when the Gemara said, oh, if you're chayav to stop the guy for being pogame her, then for sure, because, I mean, it's her who's being nifkam. Now, I mean, it sounds like it's definitely centered on her. That would be hard for Rashi. I agree.
Just a question. How does this relate to Jews and non-Jews? Or
does it? It does. I brought that in because Rael mentioned something. This doesn't directly relate. Rael mentioned that, don't we have an idea of mitzaref machshava lemaisa, that if you intended to do something and then you simply failed to do it because through no fault of your own, then you should be held accountable for as though you actually did it. In which case, killing the guy doesn't help him because he meant to murder.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that as far as I remember the sugya, and Rabbi, I think we learned this together. As far as I remember the sugya, Hashem does not mitzaref machshava lemaisa for Jews for averas. He does for mitzvahs, but not for averas. I think I remember that correct. Right. What?
Nasevon. That's the Russian sif. Nasevon means that he.
I think a cat's just come inside. Okay. So that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Now let's look at Tosfos over here, because Tosfos addresses the same thing. We're not going to read the whole Tosfos because it gets a little bit hard to read. So the Tosfos over here, Lahatzilo Benafsho, the fourth one. Lahatzilo Benafsho, this is the one I got you started on before. Mashmaos Alashon, Shematzilin Hanirdav, Benafsho Sharodev. That's how we all read it. The implication of the language is that you're saving the nirduf, that's the guy who's being chased,
right?
The victim from the aggressor. That makes a lot of sense. But the problem with that is what happens when the second half of the Mishnah. In other words, you guys had a problem with the second half of the Mishnah with Rashi, but you have a problem with this as well. In other words, over here, harodef achar habehema. So who's the victim in this situation? I mean, it would appear to be the behemoth. Are you saving the behemoth from the rodef? I don't think so. I don't think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
What's happening is that you're trying to stop the guy, right? Yeah. So now you're feeling, oh, Rashi was onto something because you're saving the guy. So Tosa says, Lafichach nir lafarish tibatilin esa adam in havera benafsha shalatzmo. So now he goes back to Rashi. Tosa says, it certainly sounds like the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about saving the victim. But then he goes back to Rashi because of the difficulty at the end of the Mishnah. But now you have trouble because go read the Gemara. And the Gemara is very clear that you're saving the girl. Because in fact, if you look at the verbs, the verbs is latila benafsho. Right? That's what it says in the Nara Marasa. Nitan latila benafsho. You're saving her with his life, which is, you know, that's how we read it originally. So it's a whole mess. So we'll stop in Tosfos there because it's just a mess. He doesn't really come to anything very, very clear.
Maybe something both.
Ah, so let's look at Rambam. Look at the Rambam on the sheets. So look at this Rambam.
Good thinking.
So look at these Rambams. And you'll tell me, I'm going to read, there are three Rambams. Here you tell me which side of the fence he's on. This is the Rambam in Hilchos. I really should have done this in a different order because just chronological. It doesn't matter. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. Bamed Dvarim Amurim. When are you allowed to save the guy? Are you allowed to kill the guy? B'sha'aver va'asa ha'avon shechayev alav mitas beis. Sorry, this is when you're allowed to kill a person when he did it and he's chayev mitas beis. Ava rodev ha'chaveru lahargo. Afilu haya ha'rodev katan. Hare kol Yisrael mitzuvin l'hatzil ha'nirdaf miyad ha'rodev. Va'afilu benafshol sh'rodev. Whose side is the Rambam? What's he saying?
Save the victim at all costs.
You're saving the victim, right? You're saving the victim.
Even if it means you kill the aggressor.
Yeah, even if it means you kill the aggressor.
Even if he's a junior, if he's
exactly.
Because a youth.
Let's stop for 1 second and just put our cards on the table. What are the nafkaminas? What are the nafkaminas for this machlokas? Number one,
yeah.
A katan.
Yeah.
What do I mean?
The katan wouldn't be chayav mitzvah.
Yeah.
The katan, you don't need to save him for his life, for his sake, because he's not going to be chayav anyways, because he's a child. But if it's from the perspective of the victim, then you do stop the katan.
Mm.
Another nafkamina, a trefa. Not a trefa. Not that one. Gram. Oh, no. Trefa is a case. Where the nirdaf is somebody who's a trefa. It happens to be that if you kill a trefa is somebody who's going to die within the year because of some condition or illness that he has. Technically speaking, it's usher to kill him, but you're not subject to the death penalty if you had everything that entails, like Edim and Asra and everything like that. You're not subject to the death penalty for that because it's like he's kind of like a little bit dead already. So it's usher, but you wouldn't be chayef. So what would be in that case? So
again,
if it's from the perspective of...
Doesn't matter, you kill the guy who's chasing.
So from which perspective?
If the victim is terminal, you still kill the chaser. Right.
Well, you chase exactly, because you don't have to save... Cause he's gonna die.
According to which side?
Rambam.
According to the side you're saving the victim. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Even
though he's terminal, you still have to save him. He still has a life. But according to the other way, just like the katan, you wouldn't kill him because he's not going to be chayav misa. Now we'll go. Is this the other way? Hold on. The last nafkamina that I can remember is gram ritzicha. Gram ritzicha is another beautiful sugya that I said that we might get to do, but I don't think we're going to. It's a beautiful sugya which has to do with grama by ritzicha. In other words, you use some kind of Rube Goldberg machine. There's no Rube Goldberg machine.
No.
These fun indirect machines where, like, you pour a glass of Coke into a bottle and then it turns a button and then it spins a wheel and then the mouse jumps and runs down the tube and then it shoots a paintball. Yeah. That, and then at the end of the day, it sticks a knife into somebody's gut. So that's your Gram Mitzicha machine, right? So that's going to be you're not going to be Chayav Misa for that. It's obviously, again, it's Aser. But you're not going to be Chayav Misa for that. So again, you have the same situation where the guy is not going to be Chayav Misa, and therefore, according to one perspective, according to the perspective that you're saving him from doing an Aveira, in all these cases, if it's just centered on the victim, so then, of course, every single situation will be the same. You'll always say, kill the aggressor. So, according to the Rambam, you're saving the victim. So, you would kill the aggressor. Now, let's look at the next one. Sefer HaMitzvos, the HaRambam, same author. Mitzvos, Lo Ta'aseh, Reis, Sadei Gimel. Yeah, Rabbi.
What if you kill the victim?
speed.
So you're still saving the attacker's life.
What do you mean?
Someone's coming to kill someone.
You save the attacker's shovel by killing the victim. So I assume what you're referring to is no, that's speed. That's speed with Keanu Reeves. That's speed with Keanu Reeves. Pop quiz, hot shot. Shoot the hostage. Good. But that, he's not. It wasn't kill the hostage. That would have defeated the purpose.
Yeah, okay.
You're saying what? Kill the hostage to save his neshama?
Your objective is
no,
to save
no, the, no.
The,
that's no.
Attacker, you kill the guys
and
you kill.
No, so yeah, that's going to be
killing by grammar.
That's spiritual suicide.
That's frowned upon, isn't it?
That's spiritual suicide. It's generally considered. It's generally we're machmir about such things. We're machmir about such things.
This is really tangential, but a Rube Goldberg isn't a gun in a way. A Rube Goldberg, a missile.
No,
Goldberg?
No. It's a great question. Arrows is a great question. The Gemara wonders about it as well, but it's not. No, there's guess in the concept of kocho, koach kocho. Koch Gavra, wonderful sugyas. So they're
weapon.
Very complicated. I don't know if we're going to have time. What?
Biological weapon.
That's a good question. I don't know if that would be so clear.
It seems crazy.
I'll tell you other things.
She knows going to kill someone.
The Gemara's examples for this are the following. The following two situations have different dinim. If you tie a person up when the sun is out and beating down and there's no water around, if you tie him up while the sun is out, you're chayav misa. That's murder. If you tie him up at night, the sun's not there, so you're not going to be chayav misa. That's called sof chamalava. It's not there yet. What?
Even if you leave him
there. Okay? That's sugyas and a few dafim. We're not going to get into that. And it's very complicated. Now, in all these situations, when I say you're not chayav misa, I mean Beis Din can't do anything to you. That doesn't mean you're not going to get taken care of in some other way. And it doesn't mean that when you go up to Shemayim, you're not going to be handled. It just means that Beis Din is limited, and we know Beis Din is limited. The whole concept of Edim and Asra, it limits Beis Din.
Because you can say he planned to come back before the sun came out.
He didn't. He
no,
was trying to kill
him. You could say it because it's Machshava. Can't judge him on Machshava. It's different if he does something which is.
That's not the distinction over there. That's not the distinction over there.
It's Chayv
Din Shamayim
in any case, I think.
It's Chayv Din Shamayim, you're right.
Right.
And basically, that's not the.
Beis Din is limited. It has to do with Grama, Garmi. We're not going to get
it. It's not Chayv Din a Beis Din down here. It's because you can't quantify how bad he is. Because it's a Grom. Which is why it's
It has more to do with your ability to attribute the event of killing to the murder. It has more to do with that. I'll just say that. That's what it has more to do with. But okay. Now let's look at the next Rambam and you'll tell me where you think he stands on this one.
Then.
What? The lion is another situation that's brought up by the Gemara. Lo yarguhu ha'edim ad she'adinu oto beis din b'hariga. So the Gemara, so the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a different book, but the same author says you can't kill the Edom, can't kill him. In other words, Beis Din can't kill him. Achiyadino to Beis Din Bahariga Omdam. Hu kishaaver va'asa hamasa. All that is talking about when the guy's already done it. That's when you have to deal with the Beis Din. She is chayav alav misa v'hashishlimaso. Ulam, however, the eight hishtaduto when he's trying to do it at the moment, b'shas masa, ubikshu lasoto as yikare rodef v'chov aleinu. He's called a rodef, and we have an obligation shenimnaahu miasot mashalibo mitaveh. We have to stop him from doing what his heart wants him to do. V'natzaylo kedei lemano min haavera, and you have to stop him from doing the avera. V'imlo ratzo lishmo aleinu nilchambo, and he doesn't want to listen to us. We fight him, and eventually we kill him. Which side is this Rambam on?
Other side.
Other side, no? Anybody want to disagree with that? There's no mention even of the near death here. Doesn't even mention the victim. No victim here. And if you had any question, Natsarlo Kadeshim Nao Minha Vera. The purpose is to stop him from doing Avera. Okay? So, different books, so you might say, okay, maybe Rambam changed his mind, which has been known to happen in the Perush Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. One of them he wrote at the beginning of his life, one of them he wrote at the end of his life. There are those that say that. But now let's look at the same book, different mitzvah. Mitzvah's Aseh. V'amitzah reish mem zayin hishik sivanu lahatzil hanirdaf miyad harodef lahargo. He says it's his own mitzvah. V'afilu b'nefesh harodef. You have to save the nirdaf from the rodef, even with the nefesh of the rodef. Klomar shenach demetuvim laharog harodef im lo nuchal hatzil hanirdaf ela benefesh harodef. Do you have to say any further? Which side is this Rambam on?
First side.
The first side. You're saving near death. Very clearly, this is same book, same author. Now we're really in a bind.
But there's no cuts on there.
Now we're really in a bind.
It's like Robbie said.
So it's not so clear.
There's no cut on. So
it's not, the difference is in the first one, it's unquestionable because of a cut on. It's not chayav misa. Could not have any. Other.
You're saying in the halacha and Mishnah Torah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas here. There could be two sides. It could be Robbie's. In other words, it could be both.
Yeah, it could be both.
So, the first one cannot be.
No, so I... So, okay, so... I'm showing you that in these two Rambams, though, let's leave aside the Katan for now. Let's leave aside the Nafkaminas and just deal with the question in its purest form. Which side is the Rambam on? Because in the one hand, he says that the purpose is to stop the Rodef from ruining his spiritual life. And in the other one, it says that the purpose is to save the victim, the near-death.
The purpose of the mitzvah, but they're two separate mitzvahs.
And the first one's also in Sefer called Hilchos Retzeach L'Shmira Sanefesh.
That's No, but I'm talking two and three. Let's talk about two and three. Let's leave one for a second because this is literally the same book.
It's possible to have a mitzvah L'Shmira and a mitzvah L'Shmira on the same subject.
Good. So I'll tell you, I didn't see anybody say this, but I think it's right. I think you guys are right. I think that's what it is. I think it's both for the Rambam, and then. You could say it's both for the Rashi and Tosfos as well.
I doubt that he counts it as two separate mitzvahs.
Well, he did.
That's exactly how he counts it.
No.
The second one, the third one is its own mitzvah.
Okay.
The second one includes this idea. So, the third one, he says, the whole mitzvah is to save the near-death. The second one is a detail in another mitzvah, but it seems to be a pretty significant one.
Because it gives it
its own time.
He doesn't number it here.
I mean, it does again. It's Reish Tzadi Gimel. I didn't give you the whole thing.
Isn't the result the same?
So the result is the same, except that if you would have only said one of them, then you might have ended up with Nafka Minas. So if you would have only said, let's say, the first one, that your purpose is saving the guy's spiritual life, that you're saving the Rodev. So then, like we said before, you wouldn't do anything to a Katan, you wouldn't do anything to a Gram Rotzeach, you wouldn't do anything to a person who's going after a Treifa. Whereas if it's the second one, then you do. So it's significant to say that it's both.
But Rashi doesn't seem to hold this
first. Rashi doesn't mention it, but as we said, it's very hard for Rashi to read the Gemara itself and maintain this like all the way through. It's very hard. Look, Rashi may say this all the way through, and we just don't know what to do with it. Lemaisa, the thrust of the Gemara is the second approach, the approach that we would have taken to begin with, that it's that's the thrust of the Gemara, and that's the halacha.
Rashi is completely different direction.
The Rambam says that's the halacha. That's the halacha. You always save the near death. That's always the halacha. One of the cases this comes up with is abortion. It's one of the more unsavory cases where you're saving the mother, you're saving the child, and you have to figure out which one to do. And it comes down to this. And if, let's say, you're going to do an abortion to save the mother, and if it was a situation where the child is already alive, so by what basis do you do that? The answer is that the child is a rodef, even though the child has no idea what it's doing, which is, I'm saying, it's. I wrote a paper on this. I wrote a paper on this for YU.
It's
because
he's a
cutter.
But
it doesn't
matter. Saving the mother's life.
Yes,
that's the point.
The other side doesn't work.
Right, correct. That's what I'm saying, though. The halacha is like that, though. Okay.
Maybe that's why you need. I was going to say maybe that's why you need both.
What? I can't think of a situation where you could flip it around, and
no, you need both,
and you would that if it was just about the victim, then you wouldn't do it. But if it was about the Rodef, if you would do it, I can't think of one.
The abortion is a good example of where if you didn't have saving the Rodef, saving the near death.
No, we can think of tons of cases where you're saving the near death where you wouldn't have said it the other way. But flipping it, I can't think of any. I couldn't.
A murderer
think of any.
Chasing a murderer.
A murderer chasing a murderer. In what sense?
They're trying to kill each other?
They're trying to kill each other? What do you mean?
That's an extension, but a murderer who's murdered is being chased by another murderer to kill him.
Mob hit.
So why would that be any different?
For your saving.
He's not allowed to kill him.
What about a doctor who's going to do euthanasia on a terminal patient?
Yeah.
That's your what's it? That's your case. It's the Treifa.
It's the Treifa case, yeah.
You have to kill the doctor.
Find us within a year.
So what do you want to say?
Doctor killing a terminal patient, you've got to kill the doctor.
But you just said it that...
No, he wouldn't have by the second...
He's not really considered alive. He's not dead anyway.
No, but Rambam says that you do.
Rambam would say that you go after
that.
Yeah, the train for you would suck.
Isn't the train narrowly defined as just dying within a year?
Yeah.
So what if he was going to terminally ill but not going to die for another 5 years?
That's not a trait for him.
So someone has stage 4 cancer, they're in intensive care.
But what's the point? What are you going
to
get out of this?
The doctor comes and wants to kill him. You have to kill the doctor.
I would think.
To the Rambam, yeah.
I would think, yeah.
You should ask your rabbi first.
It's possible that Rashi goes one way on the mission and another way on the Torah.
It's possible. It's been known to happen. Okay, next sugya. The next couple sugyas are very, very interesting. What time is it?
24.
Okay, I've got someone who's running to the Ari Mikloch.
Isn't that a different set?
The Gol Adam. The Gol Adam is going to kill this guy.
No, someone else. The Gol Adam's allowed to.
Yeah.
But if somebody else was getting sick, and he hadn't got to the Ari Mikloch.
What does that do for you?
Well, you've got a situation where somebody is... potentially get to kill.
Okay.
Ultimately.
Okay.
So this guy.
Why do you even have to do that? I'm curious. Why didn't you just go with the Gol Adam? The Gol Adam. No, this is a perfect case. Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the halach is, but let's work this through. The Gol Adam is coming after this guy, right? Does he have a right to kill him?
Yes.
Is he going to be punished if he kills him?
No.
No. Are you
allowed
to stop the Gol Adam from killing the shogeg? I don't know, actually. But let's say you were. Naniach, you were allowed to. Are you allowed to kill him in order to stop him?
No.
That's a...
If you're allowed to stop him.
I've got one. The famous case, Zimri and Pinchas, right? So the Gemara gets into this. Pinchas kills Zimri, right? The Gemara says that if Zimri had, at that moment, as he's being attacked, turned around and killed Pinchas, it would have been pater. It was perfectly okay. Why? Because Pinchas, as he was killing Zimri, that wasn't one of the cases from this Mishnah. I know it sounds like it, but it's not. Because Cosby was an Anjou, and it was only okay because it was in public, a whole sugya. It was a specific situation why it was allowed. Bola Ramis, but Farhesia, that he was...
Say that Gila Ramis in Rashi.
But that's not Gila Ramis.
With Zimri, it's not Gila.
That was not Gila Ramis.
She's not Jewish.
She's not Jewish. It was only mutter for Pinchas to do it because it was in public. That's what made him mutter, and it was only because he was a Hanai. I don't have to get in the whole sukkah. My point was, the Gemara says you can turn around and do it. Which means
could
someone else have killed... Well, Pinchas wasn't doing an Aveira.
So why could Zimri kill him?
So I don't know if I gained anything here.
No.
I didn't really gain anything.
Yeah. Just killed the hostage.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it.
Can I ask you like a
side question?
A bit off the topic or not? So, put it into the context of what's going on today.
Yeah.
Hamas are launching rockets at.
Let me just preface by saying war is a totally different situation. But yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, then maybe we don't have war. But if they're about to launch the missile.
Yeah.
The Qassam, then you can. You've got obligation to nail.
Yeah.
What happens if he's shot the missile?
He's still an enemy combatant, and he's going to shoot another one.
Because you treat it as a situation.
War is different, yeah. War is.
It's a war.
Send
leaflets and call him.
So
we will kill you.
Yeah, we should be dropping
two people. So
okay, let's go on to the next thing. This is going to be a little bit more lighthearted. Anybody here see The Incredibles?
Of course,
sure.
Okay, put that in your mind for a second. Minchas Chinuch over here is something very interesting. Minchas Chinuch says as follows. What? Well, let's see what he did say. Nira lechora. Dim echad ma'abid atzmo ladat, v'yochal echad hatzilo. What's ma'abid atzmo ladat? Person who's committing suicide. Ma'abed atzmo ladat. Okay? Committing suicide. If someone's committing suicide, v'yachal echad hatzilo, and someone else can save him, right? Reuven's committing suicide, and Shimon can save him. Efshar de'eno muzhar al halav. It could be that Shimon has no obligation to save him. Lo mi bayadala asev hashivoto lirbos avedas gufo va de'eno mitzufa. for sure from the perspective of Hashivosa Lo, he's definitely not Mitzuva. Why? Before I read it inside, why?
It away.
In other words?
He doesn't want it. I mean, you'd have to return it if someone throws his Hashava Aved, if it's not Hashava Aved, if you throw something out off of a bridge.
Good, and?
If you throw yourself off a bridge, you don't need to jump off.
Good. Ki'aseda Hashavas Aveda, eina noheges b'mamon v'aveda midas. If you were to throw a laptop off the roof,
you could argue that
nobody else has to save it and give it back to you.
You could argue that the guy's lost his das, which is why he's killing himself. You need to help him get his
guy. You could argue that, but it doesn't have to be that way. That just says that you don't have to save the guy's property. But the Mechas says, I'm not going to stop there. For sure, Vashivosel, you're not obligated. But even Lotam Adam Yachi, you're not obligated. Why? How is he going to get there?
But if you hold like Rashi in the Mishnah, then shouldn't you obligate?
In what sense?
That if you save the person from sinning,
yeah,
from killing someone, they just have to be killing himself, but you got to save them from that sin.
Okay, so hold off on that for 1 second. No, hold on. Before we ask questions on the Minchas Chinuch, let's just read the Minchas Chinuch, okay? Let's give him a chance. Elav alav azeinu muzar. Demaksha hashas b'sanhedrin sham. That's our Gemara. Lamli halav al tovea. He recaps the Gemara. The Gemara wonders, why do we need the lav of Lotam Adam Riecha? We already have the mitzvah of Hashivosalo. And the answer was, why do we need Lotam Adam Riecha if you already have Hashivosalo? Because the money, because you wouldn't have had to spend money. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Hayachalomer denafka mina b'ma'abid asmal adas, deina mitzvah by diskufo. The Gemara should have brought a different nafkamina. I just pointed out to you that Hashavas Haveda, Hashavas Gufo definitely would not apply in the situation of Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. Everybody agrees, right? Mm-hmm. So if that's true, but it applies by Lo Tamad Adam Riecha, so what should the Gemara have brought as an Afkamina? Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. It should have brought a case of suicide. Then you would have known. That's what it should have said. To recap the logic of the Minchas Chinuch is the Gemara is looking for the nafkamina. The Gemara is looking for what you learn from Lo Tana Adam Riecha that you would not have already known from Vahashevosalo. And the Gemara mentioned the fact that you have to spend money for Lo Tana Adam Riecha. And it didn't mention anything about another clear cut case that you would not be obligated for by Vashevosalo, namely Avedas Asmo, to commit suicide. And the fact that it doesn't bring that as a difference shows that it's not a difference. Did anybody not follow that?
Yeah, maybe.
It's a little bit convoluted.
Show that what's not a difference.
The fact that the Gemara does not bring suicide as the difference between Vashevosalo and Lotam Adam Riecha is an indication that it's not a difference.
And therefore
you should follow what happens by Vashevosalo, namely that you don't have to save the guy's life if he's committing suicide, and say the same thing by Lotam Adam Riecha, that you don't have to save his life.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it was better.
Reason.
What?
Maybe it didn't bring suicide for a different reason.
But it was bringing, it said, what's the difference? What do you need it for? And only one difference. The Minchas Chinuch is reading the Gemara. This is the only difference between the two. Well, sometimes the Gemara will say, what's the difference? And it'll bring several differences. So and here it didn't.
Bring this one.
If Rashi says we have to kill the Rodi, have to save his own neshama.
Okay.
And how can we not hold that for suicide?
Hold on. That's an outside question. That's an outside question. You're right. That's an outside question.
Not outside the Gemara.
But you're not. Okay. But what are you going to do with the Minchas Chinuch?
But he's being an exceptional case. I mean, the whole Gemara is talking about case with two people. Maybe two of them are one person. That's not what the Gemara is talking about.
In other words, what you're suggesting, Meir, is that even the Minchas Chinuch has to acknowledge that the Gemara is giving the normal case. And this is an abnormal, exceptional case. Mm-hmm. And why should the Gemara go out of its way to say that this is also an exception? I accept that.
Therefore, you would be liable to kill the guy to stop him killing himself.
Not to kill him. To save him. No. Let's step back for a second. This is not talking about any of the Rodef Acharodef cases. This is talking about saving the person's life like he's drowning.
So it's nothing to do with that.
No. Your point is still valid. I just want you to hold on a second.
Even more reason for the Gemara not to have brought this as an example, because it has nothing to do with Rodif.
It was not supposed to have to do anything with Rodef. The Gemara is trying to find Lo Tamna Damriyacha has nothing to do with Rodef. Remember, that was learned from Naram Rasa. Lo Tamna Damriyacha has to do with only saving a person's life in a normal case. A person's drowning, a person's being attacked by an animal, something like that. So Lo Tamna Damriyacha. So the Minchas Chinuch says the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention that you have to save a person committing suicide as being the difference between Hashevosa law and Lo Tamna Damriyacha means it's not a difference, and you follow the din by Hashevosa law, namely you don't have to save him. Did everybody follow that at least?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do? This Minchas Chinuch is a little strange. And why do I bring up the Incredibles?
Because the guy jumps off the roof and then sues Mr. Incredible.
Right, the entire plot of the Incredibles is that you have a bunch of superheroes, and then they have to go away because the government doesn't like them. Why? Because of one Maisa that happened where Mr. Incredible tried to save the life of a guy jumping off of a building and ended up in the process injuring his neck. And the guy sued Mr. Incredible. And it started a whole big thing in the courts. What right do these people have to be doing these acts? And then they had to go away. That was the entire thing. Did Mr. Incredible indeed have to save this guy's life?
Not going to.
It's not and that might impact. Minchas Chinuch says he did not.
No.
What?
Because superhero, by definition, they don't have to do a lot of things that they do. The Superman doesn't have to fire outside the people at all.
Of course he
does. I would argue with you and say that with great power comes great responsibility. And that once you have these powers, you do have an obligation to do something about it. But you know what? That would take us very far afield. Let's find out why the Minchas Chinuch is not correct. So the Kli Chemda, I forgot the author. Kli Chemda is an exceptionally difficult sefer. I don't own it. I found this online. I just happen to know it's an exceptionally difficult sefer. It's one of the original halacha in the parsha books, where he'll take a sugya in the parsha, whether it's Bereishis or Shmos or whatever, and he'll do really deep lamdos on it. So he addresses this Minchas Chinuch. I didn't take the
it's
part
so difficult
that he quoted.
How the Minchas Chinuch could have come to that conclusion?
I'll tell you why it's consistent with the Minchas Chinuch after we get to the end of the Kli Chemda. So he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, and then we'll start the second word, Amnam. I hope you guys can read this. It's readable, no? Amnam. It's Rashi script, but it's readable. Amnam be'emes lo ra'a divrei Rabbeinu ha'gadol. That's the no, but he's saying lo ra'a divrei Rabbeinu. Sorry, yeah, you're right. Do divrei Rabbeinu ha'gadol maram mi Rottenberg. The maram mi Rottenberg, one of the early Rishonim. Zal b'tshuva simon lamed test. Okay, quote tshuva huva darav b'sefer revid hazahav shekasa b'zal l'shono. This is what it says. Damrina b'perik ben sora more. That's our perik. That's in Hedrin. Da'afal gav. Da'ayin gimel amad aleph. Sorry, da'ayin gimel amad aleph. The yalef mikra d'haroa es chavero tovea benahar d'chayav l'hatzilo ulemitrach uleiger egure. It's our Gemara that you have to make effort to save the guy and to spend money as well. V'davar pashut afilu tzavach al tatzileni. Even if he screams, don't save me. Shematzilo v'chozer umotzi mimenu mashahotzi. And you save him, and then you can actually get paid back. That's a different sugya over here, by the way, that I'm not going to get into. A very interesting sugya. After you spend money, right? Can you get paid? No, I mean, think about it. You spend money to save the guy's life.
Despite him shouting.
Doesn't he owe you the money? You're right. That's the chiddush over here, that even if he's shouting that he doesn't want to, nevertheless, he has to pay you. So machlokes rishonim, I think we pass on that you do get paid back. I mean, it's a relevant question. Iron Man spends a lot of money on his armor. Shouldn't he get paid back for some of that? Vikitzer.
Well, he gives up a lot of benefits in his business.
Right? He does. You're right. You're absolutely right. But anybody who spends money, you pay the lifeguard. You pay the lifeguard to save the guy's life. Shouldn't you get paid back? He says it never would have even. It doesn't even occur to anybody. That just because the guy doesn't want to be saved, you don't have to save him? That would never occur to anybody. He points out the chiddush is that he actually has to pay you back, even though he doesn't want to. Even though it was forced. Here we go. What's the reason? In other words, the Maharam in Rottenberg kind of left it. He just said it's obvious. The Kli Chemda says, Tama davar, nira pashat. De'ein litmot gufo lemamono. You can't compare a body to the mamon. So even on the level of a hashivosolo, the Kli Chaim does argue with Minchas Chinuch. Da'adam bala bayis al mamono v'yochel lasot behen mashi yirtze. Why is it that I don't have to save a person's objects, his property, when he throws it off the roof?
Because
it's his. He can do whatever he wants with it. V'yochel lasot behen mashi yirtze omnam agufo v'nasho ein adam bala malaya. He's not. He doesn't own his body. Lo matzi ritzono lo. Something. Lo matzi ritzono. L'chein pshita legamrei the gamba lo kra the lo tuchal itahalim. Even without that pasuk, that's my property. Chayav b'hashava afilu imhu eno rotzet bekach.
When that goes, you can't ask him for his money back.
Suicide is an avera.
Hold on. You didn't say that yet.
You can't ask him for his money back.
You can't ask him for his money back.
It's not his.
Whose?
You didn't return him his soul, his life, his whatever. You're saying it doesn't belong to him. Right? It's not for him to throw it away. It's not for him to throw it away. You can't charge him.
It's a general din. It's a general din. Kobe, thanks for that. It's a general din of saving life. I hear what you're saying.
So according to what we've said previously.
I hear what you're saying, but it's the point is...
You're doing okay, it despite his best wishes, right? So
you're suggesting that in the normal case where I save somebody's life and spend money for it, so I'm getting paid back because I'm doing him a service that he would desire.
He would have loved it.
And in this case, I'm not doing him a favor.
And the reason,
albeit I'm chayav to save him, but
and you're chayav to save him by whom? Because
I hear what you're saying. That's clearly not the Maharam. But I hear what you're saying. I don't have a great answer for you right now. I hear what you're saying. It's a good question.
But there's
I don't know what he's saying. I mean,
you are doing a favor. You're saving him from doing a favor.
I'm saving you, right?
What?
That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm saving you.
So, the charge.
Don't save me, I want to die.
Yeah.
There's also the case like in iRobot where he says, don't save me, save the little girl. Right? So, not don't save me, I want to die, but save someone else rather than save me. It also be good.
What if you say, don't save me? Well, that's but it's your choice. You have to decide who you're going to save. And it's not clear that there are rules for that.
That's different.
I just saw an article about that, about whether we follow those rules these days of triage. Maybe that rule we do. But the other rules like Cohen and Levy and stuff
really
like that. And I think Moshe Feinstein says we don't follow those rules anymore. Sorry. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's...
Let's say you're coming to save and there's two people in trouble.
Yeah.
And the one person says, don't save me, you save me.
Good. So that's a great superior question.
Completely parted from saving that person.
That's a great superior question. I'm not sure that it's relevant for here, but I'd like to think about that some more. I'll tell you what that is. You know what that is? That's Batman.
Batman and Two-Face and what?
Yeah. That's the two votes.
Oh, no. It's the other one. It's Harvey Dent and what's her name in the thing where he says go for her and he says I'm already on my way.
That's
would this not be Clichendo's opinion, which is then suicide? That person's basically committing suicide by saying don't save me, save him. And therefore you'd be like, well, you have
I don't know because from your perspective, from the hero's perspective, what's the difference whether he saves this person or that person?
You don't have the right to say that his... First of all, you have Chayecha Kodman anyway. You have to save your life.
That's not the question, though. No, the question is you have two people in front of you.
Who are going to die.
Right.
But one of the guys in the water who's drowning says, save him, save the other guy.
So it's still up to me who I save.
Suicide.
He's not committing suicide. I'm deciding what I'm going to save.
No, but he could say, take my hand, get me out of the pool. And then he'd be...
I'm deciding what I'm going to save.
He's saying, I'll try paddling, I'll try keeping water.
No, he's
going
to die. He's going to die.
I'm deciding what I'm going to save. Okay, but hold on. Okay, so that's answer number one in the Kli Chemda. Answer number one in the Kli Chemda, to summarize, is it's not up to him to decide
to get rid of his life.
That he's going
to
get rid of his life, and therefore it's not similar to property, and therefore you have to save him. Answer number two, Va'adraba Sha'otam. As Michael said, mitzad mitzvas hatzalas nefashos milvadze mitzad lafrushi me'isura. Isser hagadol the ma'abit atzmo ladas. You also have to stop him from doing suicide. Sheesh lasos kol mino mine ishtadlus shelo yasu isser hachamer azeh.
Now you can charge him.
I agree with you. Now you can charge him because you're doing a service for him by saving his spiritual life. So these are the two answers of the Kli Chaim. Answer number one is that you're allowed to sit. That you have to. You're chayav to save him. Because of the mitzvah of Lo Tamad Adam Riecha, which applies in this case, and Bashivosolo, which both apply in this case, because he's not allowed to throw away his life. Answer number two is a separate reason, which is you're not chayav al Lo Tamad Adam Riecha, you're chayav of Lafrushim Yisur, of Lifnei Iver. it's not really the neighbor. It's actually a chiyuv d'rabbanan. It's a chiyuv d'rabbanan to actively prevent him from doing an aveira. It's not an aluf neighbor.
Where's the dilemma whether to charge a patient who you just saved from an overdose?
Yeah, you should be able to charge him. Yeah. You can't. No. There's a difference between getting paid back and charging.
Getting paid.
Those are two different things. What? If you do a service
return
to somebody,
of expenses and
then I mean, if you come do CPR on somebody, you can get paid for that CPR? No. But if you buy medicine for him
in the States,
you should be paid back. In fact, doctors are not supposed to be paid. They're not paid for the doctor for their services. They're paid schar batala. That's what it's called. It's supposed to be this way. They're paid schar batala and schar limud. There's pay because they could be doing something else. They could be Wall Street bankers, which probably wouldn't get them much nowadays, but whatever. Or they could be. They spent a lot of money in medical school, so you're helping them. You're helping pay for their medical bills.
So they shouldn't be paid for being doctors.
They shouldn't be paid for being doctors.
No, it's not Jewish doctors, are they?
Yeah. That being the case, there's a wonderful story that I read in the only art school biography that I ever liked, the Rabbi Yaakov book, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, where he was at a party and somebody pointed out a really good doctor. Hey, was that some kind of fundraiser?
Yeah.
There's some kind of fundraiser.
The lights. Visual image is there. There's no bringing it back.
And somebody pointed out a really great doctor, and they said, and he's the best doctor in town, and he has really low rates. And he went over and he was speaking to him, and he says, "You really shouldn't be charging so little." He's like, "Why?" He says, "Because people are going to think you're not a good doctor because you're charging such low rates, and they're not going to get the best doctor in town. If you would charge more, more people would come to you, and they would get better service." This is the Chachma of Yaakov. It's the only art school. Now, back to Minchas Chinuch. Now, back to the Minchas Chinuch. What?
That's very problematic.
It's not probably. He wasn't telling him to charge an arm and a leg. He was telling him to raise his rates.
The people who can't afford great care.
The point was that he was going to charge. You know, I'm sure they would find a way around. There's a famous, right. You know, famous mark. Now, what happened with the Minchas Chinuch? You guys were saying what's going on with the Minchas Chinuch. So the answer is very, very simple. The first thing that the Minchas Kli Chemda says, the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with. The first thing that the Kli Chemda says, the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with. Namely, you can find in other Minchas Chinuch, there's a famous shita of Minchas Chinuch, which is very strange, but it is what he says, which is that we do have the right to our body. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch says elsewhere as well, that you can get in fights with people. In essence, what he says is that you can get in fights with people and you can put yourself in danger, and you can put yourself, and you can allow, you can say, "Punch me in the face right now," and it's fine, because you have the right to your body. Suicide is still an aveira, but it's not out of this.
Well, it is.
It's not. That's a separate aveira.
No, it's not because
of this.
It's not because of this, but if it is an aveira,
that's a separate issue. It's a separate issue, and it's going to be.
Why is it separate?
At most, it will be darabanan, and that doesn't mean that you have to spend money on it for sure, and it doesn't mean that you're necessarily. It's definitely not necessary, right? It's not a chiyuv daraisa for sure.
He's inconsistent in his own holding. If he says you have the right to your own body, why is suicide?
That's a different question. It's a great question. What I'm pointing out is that he is consistent in this sense. Michael, thank you for coming. He is consistent in this sense, in that he says that you do have a right to your own body. Ayin Sham, there's a lot of literature on this. Most disagree. Most disagree with this Minchas Chinuch. Nobody passes this way, certainly in this issue. Mr. Incredible did the right thing. He saved him. Now let's get to the last sugya, which we don't have a lot of time for, even though it's a very, very interesting sugya. I'll speak until everybody leaves. or until we have 10 and we have to dive back. Yachal Hatzilo Ve'achad Me'Varif. I really should have gotten my sheets because I forgot. The background to the sugya is trying to come up with a case.
Oh, it's going to cost him a personal injury?
Okay, so here's what's going on. Abaye Amar. Be'yachal Hatzil Me'achad Me'Varif Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shalhu. I'm not going to give you the background to the situation, but in essence, Abaye says over here that there's a din that if you can save a person, be'achad me'varav, if you can stop Reuven from killing Shimon without killing him, but by wounding, you have to. And Rabbi Yonasan ben Shalhu, this is Rabbi Yonasan ben Shalhu's shita, as it says in the Braisa, the Tanya Rabbi Yonasan ben Shalhu Omer, Rodef Shaher Rodef Achachaveru Lahargo, Be'yochel Hatzilo be'achad me'varav lo hitzil. If Reuven can stop Shimon without killing him, by wounding him, but he does kill him, Rabbi Yonasan Shaul says, Ne'eragalav, he's killed for this. Okay, now, first of all, let me just preface this. This is what kickstarted my entire... I was sitting with Chavrusa once, and we were discussing... We were taking a little bit of time to battle, and we were discussing the famous Machlokas Achrone superheroes between Spider-Man and the Punisher. Okay? The Machlokas is a very special Machlokas. Basically, Spider-Man has very good Christian values. He never, ever, ever, ever kills the bad guy. Ever kills the bad guy. Doesn't matter whether the bad guy is trying to kill him. Doesn't matter whether the bad guy is throwing his girlfriend off of a bridge. Doesn't matter whether he's coming after his Aunt May. He never, ever kills. Ever. The Punisher will kill a guy for looking at him funny. He'll kill drug dealers for doing whatever. And I always felt that Spider-Man was... Well, not that the Punisher was right, but that Spider-Man was wrong. Because ultimately, he doesn't kill this guy now. When he comes back in 2 days, or best case scenario, he comes back in 2 days and threatens people later. Worst case scenario is that while he's busy not killing him, right now, the Green Goblin is throwing his girlfriend off of a bridge. And he could have stopped the whole thing by just killing him. And I always felt Spider-Man's way off.
Well, I need more episodes.
So what?
I don't want to bump him off.
Right. And I always felt Spider-Man's way off. And then I found this Gemara. And I said, this is his Gemara. The Gemara says that as long as you can stop the murderer without killing him, you have an obligation to do so. And if you don't, it's as though you're a murderer.
Because maybe he does teshuva.
What do you mean? No, that's not what it said. No, that's not what it, what this is you. It's a last resort. Killing is a last resort.
Did he send the? Is the Warner Brothers?
So what? What?
Spider-Man's staying.
What about this Gemara? Okay.
Send him to Warner Brothers.
No. What?
I said Spider-Man Stanley. Stanley's got a very.
There's a lot of Jewish values in comics, and I always felt that this wasn't that Spider-Man was wrong, and that Halacha would say differently. I mean, in other words, to support him, what you have to say is that he feels that he can always stop the bad guy without killing. He can't, and there are plenty of people around him have died because of this, and it's chaval, and I think he made a mistake.
It's like a home break-in, right? Somebody breaks into your house.
Baba Mechteris is a clear case where you absolutely, I mean, that's an extreme case, where you don't even have to wait a second. You immediately kill.
But if you know you can stop them without killing them, if you
in that case,
think about it, it's, then you're not allowed to kill them.
Not so clear. Mm-hmm. Not so clear. I mean, if it's a situation where it's clear that he's not going to attempt to kill you,
right,
then you can't kill him.
Right. I know the assumption that comes in is that he will kill you.
You don't have to warn him. You don't have to do anything. That might be a different case. Why is that a different case?
Because the fact that
it's in your own.
Who's he coming? Who's he coming to kill?
For you.
Who's he coming to kill?
Family.
Well,
that's coming for you. Self-defense.
But in essence, who is he coming to kill? He's coming to kill you and your family, right? You're involved in that. In this case, who is he coming to kill?
Someone else,
right? So that might be a defining difference, as we're going to see.
But Rolef doesn't distinguish, does it?
What do you mean?
If someone is coming to kill you or someone's coming to kill someone else, you've got the same fear to stop them.
No, if someone's after you, it's self-defense. You can do whatever you want.
So, okay. So, hold on. Let's look at the round.
Is there any reason why we're learning this with different terminology than we learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin?
It's also Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's the next stuff.
Okay, but it's different because Lahatzil in the Mishnah is not the same Lahatzil here.
It is.
Why?
If you assume that Lahatzil here is to save the... either way, it's actually fine either way. Lahatzil for sure.
That's in the Chalmei Barav.
The Chalmei Barav.
Say that you, as the person saving you, you should give up your hand.
No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. It means if you can save him by wounding him, you can shoot him in the leg. And you continue in the Gemara. I don't want to, but you continue in the Gemara. They bring up not here, but in the Navi, they bring up the case of what are the names of Avner and Asael. Is that his name? Where this situation came up, and he killed him. He killed him instead of wounding him. Okay, let's look at the Rambam because we don't have a lot of time. The Rambam says, "Kol yochel lahatzil ve'evar me'evara v'lo tarach b'kach el hitzil b'nafshol sharodev v'argo." Anybody who could stop the murderer by wounding him instead of killing, and he kills him. Hareza shofech damim, sounds pretty bad, right? V'chayv misa, still sounds pretty bad. Aval ein based in mamisa nosa. But Beis Din doesn't kill him. It sounds like that's what happened. Okay, it's a little weird though. That's not how we read the Gemara.
Yeah.
Look at another Rambam. Ben Noach shehareg nefesh afilu ober b'me'ayimo neragalav A benosh that kills even a fetus is killed. V'chein im harag treifo shekafato v'nadno lefi ari or shenicha berav achamei. These are all cases where a Jew would not be chayv misa, but a benosh is. Ho v'hemis b'kol makom neharag. V'chein im harag rodev shechel hatzil be'echem mevarav nerag alav mashen kin bisra. And so too, if a benoch, who also has an obligation of saving, if he kills a rodef, when he could have wounded him, he's killed, mash'en ken v'Yisrael. That's not the case for Yisrael. Comes along the Raven and says, kasha le'avner, the Raven says, that's not true, it's also true by a Yisrael. I don't know why the Raven didn't comment on the previous halacha, as opposed to on this one, but basically the Raven and the Rambam are arguing, the Rambam thinks that Beis Din doesn't kill him, he's not chayiv misa bidei Adam, and the Rambam and the Raven says he is. Seder? So what's going on? So the question is on the Rambam. What's going on in the Rambam? This is going to be our last thing. What's going on in the Rambam? Why is it that if he is shofech damim?
Because you can't tell.
And the Gemara doesn't make this distinction. The Gemara says nerag alav. Why isn't? Why isn't he chayav misa bidei?
First of all, he has a mitzvah to kill the guy if he can't do anything else. And if based him, we're going to put him to death. If he goes too far, no one would do the mitzvah. Only Hashem can know whether he actually killed him when he could have saved him. Therefore, you can't have a situation where based on...
Okay, so to summarize, what you're saying is that since we can never be certain if he could have saved him by wounding him, we can't kill him.
And it's a mitzvah for him to get involved and stop the guy. So what are you going to say? You... I've got to do that mitzvah. And by the way, if you get it slightly wrong...
We're not talking about slightly wrong. We're not talking about the case where the guy accidentally did it, because that's a case where he couldn't have done it.
What I'm saying is...
We're talking about a guy who basically... I don't know. He had the guy...
But you're not.
Dead to rights.
You're not.
He could have shot him in the leg. Could have shot him in the leg.
Yeah, but... How do you know? In other words, you're making a clear case, but that's not how...
No, you're saying, how do I know that he could have done that? Fine.
What if there were witnesses there that made it...
Let's say we did know. There were witnesses. You saw exactly what happened.
The halacha doesn't deal with the specific case you did know. It deals with all manner of cases that may arise. And therefore, what it's saying is...
No.
We can't have a situation...
No, because the Gemara says, Yachal Hatzil Be'achem Eirav. It doesn't say... maybe he could have saved him. It says Yachal. It says he could have. Yeah. Okay? It says he could have. So if you want to say that it's dealing with a pure pristine case, so then you have to say it's a case where he really, really could have, and we know he could have. I understand what you're saying. I think it could have been an answer. I didn't see it. And I think the reason I didn't see it is because we're assuming that there exist certain cases where you can be really, really certain that he could have done it without it. Otherwise, there would be no point in this halacha.
So
there would be no point in it.
A case where there was absolutely no need to kill the guy.
Right.
And he killed him.
Right. Okay, so what do we do?
So the question here is not whether...
That's not what the
question is. The question is why he's not chayav mita
bidei Adam in Beis Din.
It would seem he stopped him, he had him tied up, and then he shot him.
Yeah.
It would seem that clear cut is murder.
No, that.
Anyway, he's tied him up. Okay, yeah. Whatever it is.
The case is that he could have stopped him. The case is that he could have shot him in the leg.
Yeah.
He did. He shot him in the head. Warning shot through there. Boom.
Right.
And why is it?
Warning shot through the head.
Should be a murderer. He should be considered a murderer. He had, essentially, I would say as follows. He had no heter to kill the guy.
Right.
So? What do you call a person who has no heter to kill a guy and he kills him?
Murder.
So what do we do? So we do with the Rambam. So there are, as always, there are different ways to go around a problematic Rambam. If you remember, we've done this a few times. I think I've seen three ways to get around the problematic Rambam in general when you're learning. One is to say, it's not really what the Rambam meant. Rambam was talking about something else, a specific case that we're not thinking of, or some kind of technicality like, I'll throw something in there to make it explainable. Another way is to say the Rambam has another source. We're asking him from this source, but he has another source, and he thinks that source is more authoritative. And the last way is to say, we never understood the Gemara to begin with. Okay? So I think we see the first and the third here. I don't have another source here, but let's look. So the Beis Yosef, it's actually interesting. The Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah have two different answers, despite the fact that...
They're the same person.
So the Beis Yosef over here, who's commenting on the Torah, who asked this question on the Rambam, says as follows, U'machikas Rabbeinu, that's the Rabbeinu Ve'ini Odeya, that's the Torah, I don't understand the Rambam. I think this is essentially what Paul said. Once he started out on the path of the mitzvah, Beis Din's not going to do anything to him. In other words, he's kind of in the path. He got a little bit overzealous. Maybe he got excited. Maybe that's why he did it. So he had a little bit of bloodlust. Once it was mutter to do something, we're not going to punish him even if he goes all the way. Okay? So that's kind of like, all right, fine.
Well, it's manslaughter, not murder.
Okay. He'll be held liable by Hashem. I think this is a better answer, the Kesef Mishnah. Kol yochel hatzel be'evar me'evarav, umash melar beinu di'ev shalomar she'beis din misen oso, shemi'achar she'lo nitkavein ela lahatzil, lo shayach be'e hatra'a. What's the answer? What do you need to do? What do you need in order to kill somebody b'day Adam? We need warning. Nobody knows what he's going to do. They're not going to warn him. In other words, the assumption here is that you're never going to have a case with a warning.
Why not?
Because who's going to warn him? They think he's going to do, you think he's going to wound.
Well, why not? What if someone does warn him?
Nobody's going to warn him. You see Reuven going after Shimon.
You
say Reuven going after Shimon, and Levi comes in to stop Reuven. Who's going to yell out to Reuven, to Levi?
Why not?
So the assumption is, Diev Shalom Rosh Abezim Yisrael Shosh Shmach Shalom Yitzkavin Ela Lahatzio Lo Shayach Be Hasra.
I think what he's saying
is that to get all the factors together is basically impossible. He's got to say Amanaskan and Yosef, they have to give a Hasra, you have to do it. Saying, I think that's what he's saying. I understand what you're saying, Paul. Okay, now we get to, I think, the fundamental answers, the more fundamental answers. And there's two versions of this. One is from the Radbaz, and I think it's going to get back to something that one of you hinted at before in a different sugya. Radbaz says as follows, Zu'eino Kushya. Klat, the Kaven Shurodev Hifkir Atzmo Lamita. Since Reuven became a Rodev, he basically said, my life is forfeit. Why? Shuradehu Shanirdaf Yamor al Nafsha. Because he knows that at the very least, the Nirdaf will attempt to kill him. Okay. But by the way, the Hashlama for this Radbaz, the finishing up for this Radbaz is the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech says what I was saying before, that there's a difference between the Nirdaf and the Rodef Achar Rodef. There's a difference between the victim and the superhero. What's the difference? The victim, we never ever say Yochel Lahatzil Be'acha Me'ivarav. Why? Because he's Belachatz. He's like under a lot of pressure. It's an assumption that he's not able to control himself in such a situation such that he'll wound instead of killing. That being the case, according to the Radbaz, basically, the Rodev is a dead man. His life is Hefker. But that being the case, the Rodev Achar Rodev, even if he could have saved him, even if he could have stopped him without killing him, he's definitely not going to be Chayv Yisidiyad.
The central plank of here, which you assume, which goes back to number 4, which you assume that you can make your own life Hefker.
He's not doing it by thinking about it. He's doing it by his own actions. His own actions make his life.
Is he like a trefa?
I think that's what the Radbaz is saying. What the Radbaz is saying is that you're not chayav misa for killing this guy. You're not chayav misa for killing this guy. Right. Not like a trefa, but you're not chayav misa for killing this guy because he's b'bechinas meis. Yeah. And the last approach, which I'm not going to go through the whole thing inside. This is the Brisker Rav over here, the Grizz. And I think basically what he says is there's two dinim. In this whole sugya, and the two dinim are as follows. It's one thing to say that you're allowed to kill somebody, and it's another thing to say that you're putter from killing him. And in order to get away with it, basically, you need both, right? And what does it mean you need both? It means that you need, if you're the nirdaf, so you're allowed to kill this guy. Because he's a rodef, he's trying to kill you, and you're going to be putter because, you're putter because ein lo damim. Because once he becomes a rodef, he himself is anyways chayv misa right now. Okay, that's what the Brisker Rav says. Ein lo damim, he has no life anymore. If the situation were to come up where. Where you, as the hero, are able to stop him without killing him, so then you only have one of the two. You don't have the heter to kill him, because you could stop him without killing him. In which case, he's not really like What's his words? What was his words? I think it's just by logic. Basically, if you can stop him without killing him, so then you have no heter to kill him. That's basically what it is. If you have no, if you can stop him without killing him, like I said before, if you have no heter to kill him, so then that makes you it makes you a murderer. But in this case, okay. If you have no heter to kill him, so then you have so that's one side of the equation that goes away. But nevertheless, because you have. Because he is a murderer, because he's trying to be a murderer, so ein lo damim, and therefore you're pater. Okay, so I was very unclear. Let's start with that way. You're pater because he's a murderer, ein lo damim. Whether or not you're allowed to kill him is irrelevant, because he's attempting to murder, which means that ein lo damim, he has no life. Halacha views him as a murderer. But that doesn't give you a heter to kill him yet. The only thing that gives to give you a heter to kill him is if there's no other way around it.
But you can wound him.
You could definitely wound him. You have obligation to wound him. It's a long piece in the risk graph, it's very complicated. But this is how we ended up saying.
So you're not chayav if you do, but you should.
Correct. In other words, there's a heter and there's a ptur.
Which explains why there's no. Right.
There's a heter and then there's a ptur. You have the ptur, you don't have the heter. Okay? In other words, you definitely have no heter to kill him because you can get out of it without killing him. But on the other hand, he's still a rodef and therefore you're putter for killing him. And it's very similar to the Radbaz, except the Radbaz saw it from just a practical perspective of the Nirdaf is going to kill him, and therefore it's like his life is forfeit. Whereas the Briska Rav says, Min Hadin, the Halacha says, that Ein Lo Damim, that he has no life. Not because the Nirdaf is going to kill him, but because La Halacha, he's a Rodef, and therefore killing him, you're not going to be Chayef for. Okay, so that's the sugya. What did we do tonight? We saw the whole sugya about Lotana Damriyacha and Vahashivosolo. We saw a few sugyas inside. Achiyav Lahatzel. We saw that they were both mitzvahs. Lotana Damriyacha and Vahashivosolo both apply. Harodev Acharodev Nitan Hasilo Benafsha. We wondered, is it about saving the Nirdaf or is it about saving the Rodev? I told you Halacha, it's about definitely we lean to the saving the Nirdaf, although it might be both, as we saw from the Rambam. And then we saw the Minchas Chinuch, a very exciting sugya about saving a person who's committing suicide, whether or not you're chayev to, versus the Minchas Chinuch versus the Kli Chemda. And then finally we saw Yochel Lahatzel Be'achar Me'ivarov, saving the, stopping the Rodef by wounding him instead of killing him. And we saw a few ways to be Miyashiv, the Rambam, who says that you're only going to be chayev Yidei Shemayim, not chayev Yidei Adam. Shkoyach.